All right. Hey, family. Welcome to the Daughter Podcast, a place that is dedicated to the total wellness of the total woman. My name is Samantha Grimes, and I am a certified Christian counselor, life and business coach, and the CEO of Daughter LLC, a private practice, ministry, and movement that offers a wide variety of coaching and counseling services. If you are interested in a free consultation to answer any questions or to get a quote, or you want to go ahead and book a one-on-one session, a group service, or anything we have to offer, please feel free to email us at samantha.grimescc@gmail.com or direct message us on Instagram, Facebook, or TikTok at DaughterHSV. Family, we have goodies, as you know, but I'm going to save them for the end of this video or the end of this podcast episode. So please listen all the way to the end so that you can be updated on everything we have going on in Daughter LLC. Family, this is a different episode for me because I don't have any notes. I know that sounds crazy, right? I don't, I'm always focused on my notes, but I don't have any notes today. There's just a topic or something that I feel like the Lord really wants me to talk about, and He placed it on my heart, and I really just want to leave room for the Holy Spirit to speak. I've already prayed. You guys know how many takes I go through before we get to the final take that's going to go out to the world. And so I've already prayed. And so you guys, we're still in our season topic, which is adulting, right? But this topic, I believe I'm going to call it adulthood plus motherhood. I really should be adulthood plus parenthood. We'll see whichever one comes out, right? When it's time. But that's what we're talking about. And I want to start with I can't even say it's an interview I watched. It was a clip of an interview that I watched that popped up, you know, Instagram. I mean, I'm not Instagram, YouTube. YouTube has YouTube shorts. Also, you guys, my son is down here with me. So if you hear baby voices and noises, he is our special guest on this podcast episode, right? But it was a YouTube short, I believe. And it was a short clip of Megan Good. And she was doing an interview with someone. And it's kind of talking about her life and her future goals and all of that. And she spoke on being a mom. And she said that she's so ready to be a mom. And the interviewer asked her, you know, what was the new shift or change in your life that made you decide, hey, I now want to be a mother? Maybe in the past you didn't. And she said something that I think we just got to talk about, but it's so true. She said, every time I thought about having kids, I thought about my life being over. Every time I thought about having kids, I thought about my, you know, everything that's going downhill and on the decline. And another story, you guys, I just yesterday had to go run a bunch of errands, and my daughter was off from school and my son was home as well, and I had to take them with me. So I took my kids with me to Ulta. I had to go to multiple stores, but the last one we went to was Ulta. I'm pointing this out for a reason. And I went in the store, got what I needed, and was headed out, and I had my son in a stroller, and my daughter is older. She can walk. So she was walking with me, and we're headed to our car, and this woman comes out and she looks at me and she's like, oh, you got a handful, don't you? But she didn't say it like reluctantly or happily. She said it with such a sadness on her face. Like, man, that's, I hate that for you. Like my kids were somehow something shameful or something like, oh, life must be so hard for you because, you know, you have children. And I just looked at her and smiled and said, yeah, I do. And I just scooted on to the car and put my babies in the car and, you know, so we can continue doing what we have to do. And I kind of want to, I guess, talk about maybe something that I don't think is talked about enough, but yeah, I think, and I'm going to start with this. I've been saying this almost every episode now. Adulting may not be all that fun. Pookie, adulting may not be all that fun or might not be all that great for you right now because you're a mom. I think when it comes to the conversation of being a parent, as well as building a career, being a parent, as well as being married, having a parent, as well as doing whatever it is trying to do in life. I think the first mistake that many people make is trying to overly compartmentalize your life. So my mom hat is over here. My wife hat is over here. My career hat is over here. My ministry hat is over here. X, Y, and Z. You're trying to separate all the two. And then you feel uncomfortable, you feel ashamed, or you feel guilty when the worlds start to collide because you're not looking at it as one life. And these are all the different streams. As you can see, this is real life, okay? I'm a mompreneur. My kid is making noise. But yeah, you're not looking at it as one life and all of these different aspects of your life are streaming together to make one big, beautiful life. But yet you are compartmentalizing it and saying, okay, how am I going to balance being a mom and having a career? Or how am I going to balance being a mother and being a wife? How am I going to balance this with ministry? How am I going to balance this with this XYZ? And I'm not saying that it's always easy or it always makes sense. But I think in order to do this, there cannot be shame around your kids. Okay. Whether you got married and had kids the right way, or whether you got married, whether you didn't get married and maybe you're a single parent. Whatever the case may be, your child is not something shameful. And I think the world keeps it in this message like children are this thing to be ashamed of, or children are the sign of the end of your life. But the problem is the Bible preaches so adamantly against it. The Bible talks about a child being a blessing and an inheritance from the Lord. Like in the biblical days, having children meant that you were a blessed woman. Having children meant that you are a blessed man. Having children meant that you had a blessed and fruitful life. If anything, even if you go into corporate America, men who are married, or men who are married with kids, or women, you know, who are married, whatever, tend to get the promotion over somebody who is single because they perceive you as a person who has the ability to manage responsibility. It's a gift and a grace and an honor. And the world, it just keeps sending this message that make you feel so ashamed. So even though you're married and you did the right way and your career is blossoming right at the pace that it should and everything is where it is, you are carrying those babies like you are ashamed. You are trying to do life and make your children a separate part of that life, as well as understanding that your children are meant to flow into your life. Let me speak to my entrepreneurs. Pookie, I am recording. Thank you. All right. Especially for my entrepreneurs, my people who own their own business and they're building a brand and they're building a legacy and they're building something they're going to pass down to their kids and all that beautiful stuff. But you got kids. Y'all, I want to be one to say this to you. Your kids are a part of that legacy. Your kids are a part of your building. Your kids are a part of your brand. Your kids are designed to be a part of it. They are part to be one of your greatest motivators, your greatest inspiration, the thing that's going to help push you even further. You know what I mean? And I know the world is not going to talk about it like that. And that's why, you know, this podcast, as much as, you know, I want everybody to listen, I need my kingdom people to listen, because we do not live a life like the world. We are in the world, but we are not of it. So we do not live like them. And so where they think there should be shame, you should see honor. Where the world tells a woman to be ashamed of her gray hair, you're supposed to see the glory and the honor and the beauty and wear it with great pride and embrace the regality of the wisdom that you have earned in your hair. You're supposed to embrace your age. You're supposed to embrace all of these different things that the world tells you to be ashamed of, like your life is over and the best days are over. And that's just not Christ. That's just not God. Some of you with love may feel a little bit of shame around the kids you prayed for, you believed God for, you and your husband went after it for. Even if having kids wasn't a part of your plan as of yet, they are an added blessing or addition. This is not a life gave me lemons. Thank you, Pookie. This is not a life gave me lemons, so I'm going to make lemonade conversation. No. Your kids are the lemonade. There was never any lemons. It was never a bad situation, even if you did not plan for it. The Lord blessed you with a child and caused it to be an addition to your life. And it came into your life to make your life better, to make you better. The way that I wanted to be a better woman when I found out I was having a daughter. The way I wanted to be a better woman when I found out I was having a son. The better, you know what I'm saying? Like, the blessing, the addition, the glory that they have brought into my life. And then I stepped into entrepreneurship. There are things that I want to step into and I want to do and I want to conquer. And I think about not just honoring the Lord, which is number one, but also these little people who are watching me, who I want to show them, baby, you can do anything you want to do. It's not I didn't get to do it, but maybe my kids will. No. You need to be the one who does it first. And you're going to show them that they can do it too. And they may do it in an even greater and bigger way. But I just felt led by the Lord to really encourage you, like, you know, being a parent, being a mother is a part of your life. It is not a separate entity. It is not a separate thing in your life. And it is not something that is designed to bring shame. Some of you with real love, like, bring baby to work. I'm not saying it depends on the type of job that you have, whether you can do that or not. But if you have that ability and that opportunity, like, man, they're a part of your life. Sometimes, listen, y'all, I remember when the global pandemic hit, and back then I didn't take virtual sessions. My business had not been around that long, maybe a year or so by that point. My business had only been around like a year or so at that point. Poop, I am recording. Thank you. Yeah, my business had only been around a year or so at this point. And so I remember everything shut down. And these people still wanted their sessions, but they didn't feel safe coming into the office because, you know, germs, right? And so I remember we got virtual, we're on camera, and we're going back and forth. And then their kids are hopping on the camera in their personal session. I mean, these women are weeping and crying in these sessions about their personal issues. And then here comes little Johnny, 4 years old, in the camera. Hello! Like, just, you know, no grid for what mommy has to do, okay? Absolutely none. And man, the freedom and the grace that they felt in that moment, because I'm a mom too. I get it. Like, they're not a separate entity. They are a part of your life. Hello. They're not something like, oh my God, I'm so sorry that I have kids and that everything is not pristine and I don't have them packed away and I just focus on my work and I can focus on my kids. I can't tell you how many times, just like this, y'all, my son is sitting in a high chair right behind the camera, or how many times right when I'm done with my live, I have to give my daughter a bath, okay? Or whatever situation may be, or I got to go cook dinner, you know, like it's all my life. It's not separate parts. It's all of my life. And it's all my gift and my blessing. And I really just want to hit on that. I just feel like by the Spirit, like, you are so blessed. If you got 3 kids, 4 kids, 5 kids, however many you have, I'm not saying it's easy and that you don't have to get creative and you don't have to have a strategy and you don't have to, but you are so blessed. They're not a mistake. Do not feed into the lie that your career would be in a better place if you didn't have kids. The worst thing that the world's going to teach you is that success is hindered. And I'm not even talking about success just in business. I'm talking about success in anywhere of your life, area of your life, is hindered by family. But life, experience, wisdom, and a whole lot of examples have taught me family, the best thing that ever happened to my career, the best thing that ever happened to my life, the best thing that ever happened to my growth and my progress is my family. It's the best thing that ever happened to me. And for many of you, I want you to hear that. Many of you, your content will be better if your kids were in it. For many of you, many people will want to subscribe to you because they can relate to you more. Like, oh, you're normal, just like me. You have this kid screaming behind you, right? You're trying to do something just like me. First, I'm trying to have this pristine, perfect image. And I have my work over here and I have this over here. I remember I did a business summit. This was 3-4 years ago now. And the summit was completely virtual. I got in on an early bird special. So I was I think the tickets only like $90-something. Thank you, Lord. Because the tickets outside of the early bird special it was expensive. But we got the tickets. I did this business summit. The business summit was a keyword summit. So the business summit was about a month long. Okay. And so every day around this time, the teaching would drop and it would be a different person coming on teaching. And these women were like the people who created the ads for Facebook. These women, black, white, different races. They are multi-million dollar real estate agents. They are just successful million dollar coaches. Just so many different people who are leaders in business and in ministry. It was a great blend. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Pookie. All right. Even people who were leaders in ministry, because it was a Christian business summit. So these people were leaders in the business space and in the ministry space, and some of them did both. I'm going to be so real with you. These women, when they got on the call and they talked about their money, it's like, oh, I remember when I had my first business. I remember when I made my first $1 million. I remember when I made my second $1 million. They have 4 to 5 different businesses. They have, some of them have traveled the world. Some of them have done. And a lot of them, you know where their office was? This one woman, y'all. Thank you, Pookie. Yo, this is real life right here. Okay, so this one woman, she helped create Facebook ads, like to establish its existence. Facebook ads, and people still reach out to her and hire her to like formulate and strategize around ads. You know, her office was her kitchen. Many of these women have 4 to 5 kids and a dog, and they were multimillionaires. They had done all the things that they wanted to do in their career and in their life. And guess what? Being a wife and a mother was a part of the plan for many of them. Like, it wasn't like I got pregnant and now I got to like, you know, figure out how I'm going to work my life around that. Like, no, many of them, they chose to be mothers and they also chose to have their careers. They did not think that they couldn't have one or the other. Okay. And they had multimillionaires. I said, man, at the time I only had Gabby. I didn't even have my son yet. And I'm like, what is my excuse? These people have 4 to 5 kids. They're multimillionaires alone, not including the revenue that their husband's bringing in with their husband's jobs and businesses and careers. These women are black. These women are white. These women are Hispanic. These women are doing great things in ministry. They're writing books. They're doing what they want to do while they're mothers. And they don't have a small number of kids. They have a lot. And they're fully devoted to that. They're not lazy parents. Some of them even talked about being a parent in the midst of it all. Like, I want to be the one to tell you, like, it's also crazy because, and hear me, this is not a sexist comment, but I want you to hear me, my heart. For many men, we don't have this conversation. He is supposed to be a husband and a father and build a career. He is supposed to have it. He is supposed to be a leader in ministry and also be leading a home. We expect that. That is a good look for a man. But for a woman, now it's a conversation about whether you can have it all. It's a conversation. And now adulthood is not so fun because you're ashamed of something that you're supposed to have right now in your life. Like, you're supposed to be doing both. I remember I have to call out my son because I had not launched my business yet with my daughter. I was just about to when I had my daughter. But with my son, I took maternity leave from my own business. Okay. And I remember when I was going through the process of getting ready to start back taking clients and start back getting on camera and all the different things that I do, I remember it hit me like a ton of bricks. Like, I have to build this business and raise kids at the same time. That's crazy. That's crazy. And that's normal. That's normal. Like, y'all going to the store and having all your kids or having some of your kids in the car running. All of this is normal adulting. It's normal life. And I don't even attempt to try to separate them or make it different. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, me and my husband are pastors. We're leaders of a church. And sometimes I'm on stage, if I'm praying, if I'm singing, if I'm doing whatever, and my daughter starts, I will get off that pulpit and go be a mother and then come back up and say, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Okay? Like, that's normal life. That is normal life, y'all. Adulthood would be so much better if you stop trying to compartmentalize your life, if you stop trying to act like your family is this thing that now you're trying to like work hard in spite of, instead of letting it be the blessing and the gift and the push that it's supposed to be. Man, the more I got honest about, you know, motherhood and that journey and that conversation, the more women were able to relate to me. The more my clients understood that I'm seeing where they're coming from. There's nothing to be ashamed of, y'all. Your business is not going to be less successful because you have kids. That is the biggest lie I've ever heard in my life. Your life is not going to fail because you have children. I've seen teen moms. You guys, it was not a part of the plan. And maybe it did delay some things, but really believe their life is over now because they have children. When actually God just gave you the biggest motivator of your life. Because maybe you won't do it for you, but you will do it for them. Baby makes mama want to grow up. And so y'all, like I said, I didn't have any notes. I just felt led to talk about this. There's some, I don't know who it is, but there's a group of women out there where this is your issue. This is your thing. Man, you are living ashamed. You are living mediocre because you think certain things are off the table now because you've had this many children, even though you were supposed to. Your strategy of how you're going to do it and how you're going to get there might be different now. And sometimes that might be the blessing in disguise. Nothing wrong with building your brand or being the best lawyer, the best doctor, the best whatever, single. But man, doing it with a family, it's not easier, but it is better. I can't explain it to you. It's not easier, but my God, is it better? Oh my God, it's better. I have kids now. So I have the level of professionalism that I got to have in my own career, the time constraint that I have because I got to cook dinner after this and I got to change this diaper and I've got to make sure I pick you up from school and you need quality attention and time. And then your kids having a front row seat and seeing what you're doing is going to be the number one teacher when it's their time to do it with their own kids. So yes. Adulthood plus motherhood equals something beautiful. Such a gift. Such a blessing. I can cry just saying this because my kids are just like the best thing that ever happened to me. And they can make me so mad sometimes because it is be inconvenient. It is be like, why are you doing this right now? You know, or all the things. But man, I would not want to do this single. And if God called me to, I would, and I would have great joy and be grateful for that. But God called me to do it with a family. And it's the best thing. It is the best thing. I can't describe it to you. It is the best thing. And for you, mom, this is your best thing. Doing it. If you got one child, two children, three children, whatever, go after it like you have none. And let your children be the blessing and the strength, the inspiration, the empowerment, the courage that you need. Okay. All right, family. So that's everything for this episode. So I want to go ahead and just share with you our goodies that we have here in Daughter LLC. Number one, join the sisterhood. Okay. We have a free Facebook private community on Facebook that you can join now called the Daughter Sisterhood, full of like-minded Christian women. I have some things I am preparing down the pipeline and I want you guys to be a part of it. And if you want to catch some old content, it is on there, as well as we had an interview, maybe 2 weeks ago with DaQuasia Timmons on her new book, Purity After Dark. So that was really, really good. So please head to my Instagram at DaughterHSV, hit the link in the link tree. And the link is there to join, as well as on Facebook, as well as family, book a one-on-one session with me. If you would like to book me for one-on-one coaching, one-on-one counseling, whatever is in your heart, I am available. If you want a free consultation, if you want to see this is a good fit, see where your money is sitting, see how this is going to work, then you can also DM me, Daughter HSV on Instagram, DM me, Daughter HSV on Facebook, or you can email me at samantha.grimescc@gmail.com. Okay, samantha.grimescc@gmail.com. As well as, let's see. What else we have? Oh, yes, I do live Bible studies every Thursday at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. Right now, we are studying the book of Ephesians. It is powerful. Y'all, I be crying. I be crying at these Bible studies because they are oily. Okay, they are oily. All right. And so, yes, it's such a great talk. And we really dig into what the word says about your identity, about who you are. Every Thursday at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time on Daughter HSV Facebook page. Okay. Is on a Facebook public figure page, Daughter HSV. That's the only place it will be, family. Okay. As well as we have a hair and scalp oil. All right. We're a company that's just about the wellness of women, totally. And the Lord, about 3 years ago, gave me a dream, gave me the formulation for a hair and scalp oil. And now I am sharing it with you. And it is incredible. It is eucalyptus and grapefruit hair and scalp oil. It is something that my husband and I enjoy. We use it on our kids. We enjoy it. Everybody in this hair and this house got a thick head of hair. And it is a blessing, blessing, blessing. And I want you guys to be able to enjoy that as well. I just believe in scalp health. If you have a healthy scalp, you will have healthy hair. Period. Like so many things we put on our hair, but it's really the issue is in the scalp. If the scalp is healthy, the hair will become healthy over time. Okay. And to get some, head to our Instagram link tree as well, Daughter HSV, and there you can buy it. Or you can go to Pampered Beauty. That's the name of the line, Pampered Beauty. It is available. It has its own Instagram called at Pampered Beauty 24. So you can actually purchase it there as well. All right, family. I love you guys. And I will see you guys next episode.